and effect. One thing will cause another thing to happen. It's linking two things together. Breathing in and out will cause you to feel more relaxed. Note, the word because can lead to a cause and effect. Because you're breathing in and out, you can relax more deeply now. 2. Complex equivalent. One thing means another thing. The fact that you're listening to this means you're learning these patterns at a deep level. 3. Mind reading. When you state something you don't know is absolutely true. Done well, it appears as if you're reading someone's mind. We'll give you an example to prove this point. You might be wondering, okay, what's next? I know that you're eager to learn these language patterns. 4. Lost performative. A value judgment where you've lost the performer. You don't know who's made the value judgment. Ever have a gut reaction of, says who? Good chance you've come across a lost performative. Boys will be boys versus, my friend's mom said boys will be boys. Relaxation is good for you versus, my yoga teacher said relaxation is good for you. Hypnosis is great for your mind versus, it said hypnosis is great for your mind. You can relax deeply when you close your eyes versus, my therapist said you can relax deeply when you close your eyes. I can't lose weight versus, my mom told me I can't lose weight. 5. Modal operators. There are two modal operators. Necessity and possibility. Necessity. Words you can use are must, need, should, have to and shouldn't. I have to win. You need to close your eyes to relax deeply. You have to want to quit smoking for hypnosis to work. You need to master these language patterns to become more influential. Possibility. Words you can use are can, might, could, can't and won't. You can't resist going into trance. You can allow yourself to drift deeper into trance. Can't you? You might be able to see a bright future ahead of you. You can become more influential if you master those language patterns. 6. Universal quantifier. A strong generalization that is always true or never true. There's no middle ground. Words to use are never, everyone, nobody and always. I can never do anything right. I always mess up. Everyone can go into trance. Nobody can resist relaxing deeply when the right conditions are met. 7. Nominalization. A verb that doubles as a noun. It's an attempt to turn a process into a thing. For example, relaxation is a nominalization. It's the process of relaxing. You can enjoy this relaxation. You might notice your depression melting away. You'll enjoy this comfort filling up your body. 8. Unspecified verb. A verb that isn't properly described. You don't tell people how. Close your eyes and relax. You can close your eyes and relax. You can become amazed at your positive changes. 9. Tag question. A tag question helps to weaken and soften resistance. These are commonly used in sales. You want to master language patterns, don't you? You can imagine using tag questions, can't you? You're getting a better grasp on language patterns, aren't you? You're going to finish this article, aren't you? 10. Lack of referential index. A statement that fails to identify a part of the listener's experience. Example, a person can go into trance. 11. Comparative deletion. This is a verbal deletion of what one thing is being compared to. There isn't a specific reference to what or whom is being deleted. You'll enjoy drifting deeper into trance. Which begs the question, deeper or more than what? This is better direction to move in life. Better than what direction? 12. Pace current experience. This is simply stating what is happening in someone's current experience. Note, you're not guessing what's happening. You're only mentioning slash saying what's verifiable. Let's explain this with an example. You've been listening to this. You've either listened to this point, or you've fast-forwarded a bit. And you've just listened to the part about pacing statements. Perhaps you can imagine using pacing statements in the future, can you not? If you look over that again, you'll notice a pattern. There were three verifiable statements. It was then followed up with a statement of possibility. Pacing statements help to grease the track, which is just another way of saying they move the conversation down the path of least resistance. You're getting an unconscious yes with each verifiable statement. When you follow them up with the mind read, it's more easily accepted as true. Perhaps you want another example. You've been listening to a recording about the Milton model patterns, yes. You've made it to this section about pacing statements, yes. You can feel the temperature of the air on your skin, yes. And you might be wondering what's next? Yeah, I guess you're right. 13. Double bind. A double bind is an illusion of choice. Two or more possibilities lead to the same outcome. These are very common in a sales situation. Do you want to pay with cash or credit card? Do you want to sign the paperwork out here or in my office? Do you want to sit in the trance chair or the hypnosis chair? Do you want to go into trance quickly or slowly? Take New Hampshire state motto for example, live free or die. 14. Embedded commands. An embedded command is a verbal command that sticks out like a sore thumb to your unconscious. What's the purpose? To seed a particular idea in your client's unconscious mind. Let's stop here for a second. These are truly some of the most misunderstood aspects of hypnotic language. Some people treat them like a one and done. Here's where most people get tripped up. Using one embedded command will not have as strong as an effect as a series of embedded commands. It's more of a pattern for your unconscious to follow. The more you embed commands, the more your client's unconscious will take notice. It'll see ease as a separate message. That's a long-winded explanation. Here's the short and thick of it. You'll be able to go into a trance when your unconscious drifts off. I'm not sure how deep you will drift into trance, or if you'll even notice a shift in your breathing. And as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice, you can become more relaxed. After a while of hearing these commands, your unconscious would catch on and pay close attention. It would start to follow these suggestions. When using embedded commands, it can help by using a downward inflection. 15. Conversational postulates. These are a command disguised as a question. It's requesting an action while asking a question. Unconsciously, you answer yes. As soon as you're answering yes, you're already completing the action. As with embedded commands, a downwards inflection can make these even more powerful. Can you open the door? Can you go into a trance now? Do you have the time? Can you get the phone? Can you get the door? Can you imagine all of the possibilities? Let's have a quick recap.